Well, as I've indicated, that was the best thing that ever happened to me, although I didn't think so at the time. But that's where I met people who were doctors, lawyers, and people of some education, which gave me the impetus to get an education. Because I was living in New York, you didn't think about going to college. I didn't even know college, let alone where to think about going to one. And if I'd have stayed there, I never would have gone any place. Because most of the kids were on my block in that neighborhood. I went back, you know, sometime there, they were strung out on drugs or in jail or dead in that neighborhood. So getting out was the best thing that could have happened to me. Mm-hmm. It was in the same area that Colin Powell lived growing up.
In Harlem.
No, this was in the Bronx.
Oh, in the Bronx, okay.
Yeah. Colin Powell lived not too far from where I lived at that time, when I look back upon it. But it was, you know, it wasn't really, really bad like it is today. But they had gangs and, anyway, it was just a matter of getting out and then coming up here at Rock Rest. And this was also the first time I ever had a man tell me what to do, not do, or whatever. So that was different. I had to adjust to that. And that lady who lived there, that's what I used to call her.
Hazel.
And then my dad said to me one day, now you either call her by her name or something, or you're going to get out of here. So I got a name for her. I just call her Hazel. And that saved me on that one. Mm-hmm. But she was she was patient as hell with me. Because I was just not a good kid coming out of New York.